Introduction to the Book of Omni. Why study this book? Through their study of the Book of Omni, students will learn that the Lord protected the righteous Nephites and led them to the land of Zarahemla. They will also learn about other groups, the Mulekites, or people of Zarahemla, and the Jaredites, whom the Lord guided to the Promised Land. Who wrote this book? The Book of Omni was written by five different men: Omni, Amaron, Chemish, Abinadom, and Amalekai. Omni was the son of Jerem, and the great-great-grandson of Lehi and Sariah. He described himself as a wicked man who had not kept the commandments of the Lord. Amaron, son of Omni, Chemish, brother of Amaron, and Abinadom, son of Chemish, each added small entries. Abinadom's son Amalekai wrote most of the Book of Omni, and was the last person to write on the small plates of Nephi. He entrusted the plates to King Benjamin. To whom was this book written, and why? Omni stated that he was commanded by his father Jerem that he should write to preserve their genealogy. This statement suggests that Omni wrote for the benefit of his descendants. The next three writers in the Book of Omni do not address a particular audience or state a purpose for their writing. But Amalekai's invitation for all people to come unto Christ and partake of his salvation indicates that he was concerned about the salvation of those who would read his words. When and where was it written? The various authors of the Book of Omni wrote sometime between 361 BC and 130 BC. The first four authors wrote in the land of Nephi. Amalekai made his record in the land of Zarahemla. What are some distinctive features of this book? The Book of Omni is the final book of the small plates of Nephi. Omni spans a longer period than any other book in the small plates. In the entire Book of Mormon, only the books of 4th Nephi and Ether cover a longer period of time than that covered by Omni. The Book of Omni also provides details about the reign of the first King Mosiah, who was the father of King Benjamin and grandfather of the second King Mosiah. The first King Mosiah led the righteous Nephites out of the land of Nephi and united them with the people of Zarahemla. The Book of Omni relates that the Lord guided the people of Zarahemla, also known as the Mulekites, from Jerusalem to the land of promise, not long after Lehi and his family departed from Jerusalem. Omni is the first book in the Book of Mormon to mention the Jaredites. It also mentions that some Nephites left Zarahemla to return to the land of Nephi, foreshadowing the events recounted in Mosiah chapters 7 through 24. Finally, the Book of Omni introduces King Benjamin and explains why Amalekai entrusted him with the sacred records. Outline. Omni, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Omni describes periods of peace and war between the Nephites and the Lamanites. Omni, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. Amaron, Chemish, and Abinadom write on the small plates of Nephi. At this time, the Nephites were in a state of apostasy. Omni chapter 1, verses 12 through 30. Amalekai records key events that occurred during the reigns of King Mosiah and King Benjamin. He invites all to come unto Christ. Refer to the diagram on page 171 of the lesson manual.